She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Everybody, you are listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, and I hope you caught that. We don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. Imagine that for a radio show. Thanks so much for joining us today. This show is indeed sponsored by Bookmans, Bookmans Entertainment Exchange, Bookmans Rec Ec, Bob Oldfather, Bookmans, Happy Earth Month. It's going to be an important and exciting show today because of the content. It is Earth Month, and I encourage you, no matter where you're listening from, get involved. Make it your greenest month ever and adopt new green habits. Support locally owned businesses. It's fun living in the green world. Let's shift the planet forward this month. Action-packed show, and I'm giggling because the studio is full. We have three amazing organizations. We have a junior member of one of the team here. We have Sheila Kresser Crowley, not the junior member, from Bookmans Entertainment Exchange.
We can go with junior.
Really, 40 under 40. We have Christy Palak from Saguaro Girl Scout Council, Tom Plass from Tucson Village Farms. I'm not making this up. They'll all be sharing with us information about their impressive organizations and about their participation on Green Fest 2012, which is a lot of what we're going to talk about. And the younger representative is Corinne. And is her last name Palak?
No.
Okay, that's why I asked, because my friend Lynn Robbins, okay, she's telling me. So she's going to be here coaching me. She's excited about being here. She's on spring break. And as you know, if you're a regular listener to me, it's all about the kids. That's why I'm doing this, because they are our future. If you're in Tucson, I hope you'll bike on over. Notice I said that.
Hint, hint.
To Greenfest, because they'll have a bike valet, not a parking valet. And if you're listening from around the world, bike somewhere or do something to celebrate Earth Month. I am going to get to the guests. Please don't forget to listen every Saturday live at noon at MrsGreensWorld.com. And just like to remind you that you can listen on your iPhone or Droid. I've done it. And if you have to miss the show, please remember all my podcasts live on my website, MrsGreensWorld.com, for your listening pleasure. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. That's a story for another day. Those numbers are going up, and I'm obsessed about it. So let's get on the show. It's so true. So let's start with Sheila Kresser Crowley from Bookmans.
You can call me Sheila.
I will.
Thanks.
Sheila K. Sheila K. What's
that
your
works.
Handle? Okay. So you have to start in the beginning, and I'm not going to sing that song. Let's start at the very beginning, because I know how your voice is, and I would not sing in front of you. Exciting and wonderful. Talk about Bookmans, and there are new and exciting things. So
I'd love to. Well, for those who don't know, Bookmans has been around since 1976. So that's over 30 years. We started in Tucson, and currently we have six stores Arizona-wide, and including an online store. And coming this fall, we're opening a recreation exchange. And you might be going, oh, that's great. What is a recreation exchange?
Rec-X.
What we do at Bookmans is we like to call ourselves something and then really have to explain what it is. So entertainment exchange, what's that? Recreation exchange. Bottom line is it's sporting goods and outdoors, but used. So we saw a real need for that in Tucson. We're a very active hiking, biking, camping, outdoor community. To be honest, you know, the book business has been hurting as of late. And so we decided, what can we do to sustain our business model and sustain Bookmans, not only for our community, but for our employees for the next 30 years?
Yes.
And so we're trying to basically sell things you can't digitize. So last time I checked, you can't digitize a tent. You need the real thing to go camping.
Which we don't even want to bring up in front of me, because the queen doesn't camp. I don't care how green
I am. I only camp if there's toilets and showers. Does that count?
Yeah, yes, it does. If there's toilets in my tent, I will camp.
And a shower and warmth.
Exactly.
Not just by a fire, because then the smoke gets on you, and that's a whole nother story.
Mr. Green's definition, camping, no mint on the pillow. So there we go. He's not asking me to go out and rough it. So
right.
Go ahead.
So, but you know, we have a lot of people do like to rough it in this town. And not only that, but if you think about kids and sports, I have children, they're constantly moving from one sport to the next. Sporting equipment is expensive. So we'll be providing soccer balls and t-balls and things for all the sports that kids play here in Arizona. Of course, with the Bookman's model of being used and or recycled. The great thing is that your trade credit, because we work on a trade system at Bookman's, so you can bring in your books to our store on Speedway, get $100 in trade, and then come buy all the stuff for your Little League season at the Rec X. So our trade credit will work store-wide, Arizona-wide.
And I know that I think that there's a definition of fair trade.
Mm-hmm.
Which this is different,
mm-hmm.
but in the real sense of fair trade, one of the things I love about Bookman's, and we are big Bookman aficionados. I mean, we
Thank
go,
you.
We frequent the stores. I'm going there this afternoon to look for a particular book because I started reading it and want to buy it for five of my closest friends. You do fair trade.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give people 30 cents and then sell the book for $14. And I think that's really, really honorable.
Well, and honestly, you get more in trade than you do in cash. I mean, a lot of places who buy, sell, and trade, yeah, you can get maybe $5 in cash or $10 in trade. And when you get trade from Bookman's, that goes so far. And the great thing is it never expires. We have people who bring in trade credit literally from 1976. Is this still good? Yes, we'll have to go back and open the books from the 70s.
But, you got to get them out of the archives.
Right.
But thank you so much for being right on that.
Right. But it doesn't expire. And yes, we will honor that. So we do a lot of exciting things with that. And of course, we're so community focused because what is in our stores is a direct reflection of our community and what they are bringing in. So if the community is doing well, we're doing well. And then we kind of just take that full circle and we give back to the community in so many different ways too.
And the other thing is, it's not just books. When you said Bookman's Entertainment Exchange,
right.
There are books on tape.
Mm-hmm.
There are magazines. You can go there and get a magazine that's a day old.
I swear.
People buy
day
magazines
of.
And they
Absolutely.
Like, they turn them in. I'm like, okay, just why didn't you just buy it here?
Well, not just books. You know, we've also expanded into musical instruments. Another thing you can't digitize.
That's doing great.
It's
doing very well.
It's actually, we've scratched our head and should we have opened a music store before the recreation start? Whoops. But we've had to consolidate spaces within the brick and mortar stores to make room for all these musical instruments. And you're right, entertainment, what does that mean? It means video games, it means magazines, it means books, it means musical instruments, CDs, movies. It also means housewares and little tchotchkes and things.
I was going to say tchotchkes. I probably would have called it tchotchkes, but that's why.
Oh, tchotchkes,
tchotchkes,
tomato, tomato.
Right. You were right, so that's great. So do you want to do a little shout out so we don't forget about the EV drag racing too, because that's a community event and
is.
Bob is really excited about it. He'll be happy if we mention that.
Bob being my owner, which I have to say, I kind of call Bob, for me, he's my Mr. Peterman. I'm Elaine. It's Seinfeld. I get a call from the Bob. Sheila, I want an elephant. Click. What does that mean? I don't know. So when he called and said, Sheila, EV drag race, hung up. Like, what the heck is an EV drag race?
And I'm going on vacation.
Right. Can I go with you? So the EV drag race is April 14th, and it's the first ever in Tucson electric vehicle drag racing event. We have NEDRA, which is the National Association of Electric Vehicles, coming down. And, you know, you think EV vehicles, you think golf cart. But no, these are real cars, you know, the Volt, the Nissan, cars that have been retrofitted with electric motors and whatnot. I'm probably saying it all wrong. And
motorcycles.
Motorcycles, bicycles.
Blow me away.
And some of these races, they can go from 0 to 60 in like 7 seconds. It's going to be interesting. It's at Southwestern International Raceway, and we have details at bookmans.com. But before that, this weekend, because, you know, we like to fill our plate, is Greenfest. And we're excited about Greenfest.
It'll be actually airing as we are all there working hard to spread the good green word. This is
yes.
a pre-record, which will be one of probably my most downloaded pre-records because it's so much fun. So this Saturday, come out. Get
yes.
on your bike and come over and find one of us and say, I listened to you. I biked over here and give me a Mrs. Green bag because I did it.
Well, and we'll give you $5 to Bookman's for bringing your bike to Greenfest. So, and, you know, Girl Scouts will be there, and it's at Tucson Village Farms. And so we have so much going on during that event. And then the 14th is the EV drag race. And kids 10 and under are free, and it's $5 to get in.
But let's talk really about Greenfest a little bit more.
Okay.
Because I think that you are asked to do so much in this community.
Well, I get paid the big bucks,
that's
Gina.
That's right. You're sought after. I know. How come you came in that go-kart? No, I'm only kidding. You have to pick and choose. So why Greenfest? Did you, Bookman, start it and collaborate with Girl Scouts? Did you guys come together and then involve the Village Farms? I always like to know. Let's start at the very beginning. What's the genesis of it? It's not the first year.
It is not the first year. And quite honestly, I'm not sure if it was a Bookman's idea or a Girl Scout idea.
Wine was probably involved.
Possibly. Late night. There, cookies, maybe. I think it was a collaboration. I guess that's fair to say. And we, but one of Bookman's core values is the environment, since kind of what we do is recycling. And we saw that there were so many different Earth Day events all over town, and we participated in all of them. And we thought, let's do our own and make it big, make it Bookman style, get the Girl Scouts, their community, their network, the amount of volunteers they have. And then let's put on a party. Let's put on a green festival. Tucson Village Farms was a perfect fit, perfect location. It's on the Riverwalk, so it's easy to bike to. It's a farm right in the middle of town. You're not asking people to drive very far, which would kind of defeat the whole sustainability purpose. And it's a real working, beautiful farm right in the middle of the city. So it was a natural fit.
And we're going to talk to Tom a little bit when he comes on later, but it was unbelievable to me to go back. Not, I hadn't been there for maybe 6 months. Mm-hmm. And I went back to meet Michelle, went mm-hmm. there with Fairfax Companies because they're going to have a big vehicle.
Right.
And the growth, the excitement, the color, the
Absolutely.
Changes. It's like just from last year alone.
Well, and just from week to week, we come back every week like, are you, please stop building. We will not have any room for this event.
It's going to be very, yeah. very different. And I hope people don't raid the garden. I think you might have some Peter Rabbit things going on there, because when I'm there, you just want to kind of take a carrot out of the ground and eat it. I would have to wash it, of course, but it's all good. I can't help it.
But you know what? That's what's so great about the farm, and Tom can, you know, elaborate on that a little later, is that that's what it's there for. You're there to learn from, you know, seed to table. Where does our food come from? How can we grow it? I mean, it's such a wonderful in the city farm resource of anybody can do it. And that's what they're there for, to educate. The venue itself is going to be free. It's completely focused around family, individuals, all looking for ways to be sustainable. We'll have lots of activities for kids that are free. We have a little scavenger hunt. We did it on sea paper so they can take that home and plant it. Water bottles, water.
You are kidding.
No, we're doing all these, you know, we're trying to have as little waste as possible as well.
When you say water bottles,
right.
Elaborate, reusable water
bottles. Reusable water bottles. The Girl Scouts put together a really great water bottle. We'll have water stations there where you can fill it. So we won't be selling plastic water bottles.
No plastic. I should have gotten my assistant to ring the bell. I'll do that next time.
So yeah, we have activities, recycled instruments for the kids. Girl Scouts are doing some really cool activities for kids. And then of course just the information that we'll have from all our vendors there. Electric vehicles. Anything green, it's going to more than likely be there, plus farm animals. My kids are excited about the farm animals.
Baby piglets,
chicks,
pictures
goats.
Of Mrs. Green with the baby piglets.
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
worms,
I'm so
you
excited.
Name it.
So it's, let's just tell people a time. This is going to be a detailed, probably not a lot of detailed show because we're having too much fun. So the time is from 10 to 3?
10 to 3 Saturday. And
they can get food there,
you
healthy
can get
food.
Healthy food, organic pizza.
Planet Crepe, are they going to be there?
Isabella's
the
Crepes, yes.
Planet of the Crepes. Mm-hmm. I love that. I mean, I love
Isabella's
those plan words.
Isabella's
ice cream. So I yeah. should bike over there because yes. I will be overeating.
Burn those
that.
Calories.
Bike valet. We'll have a free bike valet. You'll get your $5 Bookman's gift certificate for biking activities. And it's 10 to 3 Saturday at Tucson Village Farms. And I think the best way to describe where Village Farms, it's on Campbell, right across the street from the Trader Joe's, before
right across
River.
The street. It's so easy to mm-hmm. find. Anybody who lives in Tucson can find it. And if you're listening now, do it. And this is a national show. If you're listening now, go out and do something green. It's like, I always want to make the leap because it is Earth Month. And I really mean that. If everybody took one step in a greener direction, the planet would turn on its axis a little bit. We really need to do that. I want to just announce on air that, so that you hold me to it, I'm looking at all of you, Sean and Kristen Cullany are taking me bike shopping. This is news to Mr. Green too, so he hears it right now.
Is he getting a bike too?
Bike connection. FYI, we should talk.
Okay, so I'm getting a bike, not by Saturday, but I'm going back to the bike pass. You probably won't see me as Tom. You saw Tom biking his way up here on a main road because I'm main road phobic. I'm scared. But on the bike paths, I love it. So I have put it out there. It's one of my commitments during Earth Month.
We're going to hold you to it.
And I know that. I know that. And boy, Kristen will. She's going to be like my drill sergeant biker.
I recommend a very cushioned seat. I upgraded to a giant... I call it my butt pad. It makes the experience much more enjoyable. I'm just saying.
Thank you very much.
I'll send you a picture of what I have.
I do spinning, and I wear those spinning shorts that look like diapers. I mean, they have got a lot of padding.
Maybe that's what
it
I need.
It makes a difference. It really is. Okay, we talk about anything.
We digress.
On Mrs. Green's World. So, but I wanted to put it out there, and Kristen said that Sean is the expert. I'll get information from you about where to go. I'm sure it'll be locally owned. And we'll be reporting on Mrs. Green's progress on the bike path. So that's really good. So tell about Bookman's locations or how to find you. You don't have to tell each one, but maybe the best way if people, because people do listen from around the country and then they come here and they visit my website or they know they've heard me talk about it. I've had a woman from Chicago stay in regular touch with me and come and, you know, gone to Tehonichul Park, which she had never heard of, and many things like that. So tell me.
So we're located in Tucson. We have three locations. Phoenix, we have a location, and Mesa and Flagstaff. The best way to check out the details is just to go to bookmans.com. But we're open 7 days a week from 9 to 10. So you don't have to worry about, oh, we're here on a weekend, we're going to miss them. Nope, we're open every single day, with the exception of like major holidays, from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And it's
daily.
The old feeling of bookstores that we don't want to have die.
No.
You can hang out. There are easy chairs. There's something for everybody. There's stuff to look around. They encourage you to bring your kids.
Well, Bob always said, you know, he wanted a really cool place for people to come hang out that happened to sell books. And so that's what we do. We want Bookman's to be the third place. You know, you go home, you go to work, maybe go work out, come to Bookman's, bring your family, bring grandma, bring your uncle. There really is something for everybody. And given our hours every day, you know, if you're bored, it's Friday night, 7 p.m., come over to Bookman's. There's something going on there. There's probably some guy playing the tuba out front. somebody selling tamales over at the Grand Store. You know, there's some dog there. It's quite the experience.
It is. It's like sometimes they say, where are these people from? It's eclectic.
All kinds.
Eclectic.
Yes. And
we love all of God's children at Bookman's.
And we have all of God's children at Bookman's.
It's so true. So one of my friends who is one of the most recognized, I'm so sick of it. He's a really dear friend. He's getting recognized for international telemedicine. Like every week we get an email that Ron Weinstein got another award. And we're like, yeah, he's international, whatever.
Like, he goes, boring awards.
Boring. Another one. He's Mr. I Do It All. And of course we're kidding. We spend a fortune on congratulatory gifts. But anyway, we're going to put a room on at their house for all of his awards. He goes to Bookman's every Saturday that he is in town, and he buys at least 8 books.
That's awesome.
Now, Mary, his wife, says that's great, except for he doesn't always bring any of the 8 that he purchased the week before back.
But, you know, they're like trophies. I have a hard time parting with books. I leave them on my shelf like, I am smart. Look what I have read.
That's right. So it's good working for Bookman.
Check it out, how much I read.
I get it. We have all our books in the garage, so we finally put our bookshelf up. I just took hauled out of here. My bedroom was, I looked like I had to go on that book, you know, that hoarders thing.
Book hoarders.
It was book hoarders. So I moved some out, moved the energy around a little bit. But I'm like you. If you go in someone's house and there's no books, you think, interesting,
right.
Like really weird. Okay. So believe it or not, I think we're going to a break soon, according to my board op here giving me the eye. So let's just do a little recap of who's on the show. You can tell we're having too much fun. We have Sheila Kresser Crowley, who said we could call her Sheila, which I thought was so nice for the first time. Chris from Bookman's Entertainment Exchange. Christy Palak from Saguaro Girl Scout Council, and Tom Plass from Tucson Village Farms. We are having a blast. We're talking about Earth Month. We're talking about their organizations. We're talking about GreenFest 2012, and we will be right back. And if you want to, on the break, feel free to go to Mrs. Green's World and follow me on Facebook and Twitter, because that's what it's all about. You have an opportunity to hear great green things. Please stay here with me. We'll be right back.
University of Arizona professor John Pollard asked the students in the Posada San Pedro Hall to consider bringing solar energy to the dorm. Just 3 years later, the Solar Cats, a group of students who took up the cause, have installed 44 solar panels on the dorm, saving 20,000 kilowatt hours of energy and reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 14 metric tons every year. Talk about students with a sunny future. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
She's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you, and you want to spend eternity with her. She deserves nothing less than the best, an Abbott Taylor original. A diamond engagement ring as exceptional as she is that will make her eyes sparkle every time she sees it. Because we design and make our own jewelry, we can create something wonderful for every budget. I'm Abbott Taylor. I'd like to invite you to come see what Abbott Taylor Jewelers has waiting for you. With 35 years and thousands of original jewelry designs, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. We're proud to say, using recycled gold, we have saved over 100 million pounds of toxic waste from this planet. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook, and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
This is Mrs. Green with some great news about the Honda 2012 CR-V. It was named one of the top 10 cars with the best resale value by Kelley Blue Book, and it was recognized as the country's greenest automaker by the Union of Concerned Scientists for the fifth time in a row. If you're looking for a car with great mileage for its class and a bold new look, please visit Chapman Honda at 4600 East 22nd Street. You'll get the best ownership experience possible.
You can always find things around the house to give to Goodwill, but I have a bigger reason to give. A while back, I lost my job and I couldn't even support my family. A lot of people don't know Goodwill can help you find a job, but that's what they did for me. I've had this job for 7 years, and I love going to work. You know how they say Goodwill changes lives? Well, it's true. Goodwill needs your donations now more than ever. Please donate today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. You can tell I'm laughing because we were all dancing in the studio. So that's what happens here at Mrs. Green's World. Thank you so much for joining us today. In studio, three guests with two mics, so we're making it work. The show is sponsored by Bookman's. Sheila Cresser Crowley was on first up from Bookman's. Christy Palak from Saguaro Girl Scout Council is next up, and then we're going to be hearing from Tom Plass from Tucson Village Farms. All these, it's P-L-A-S-S-E, so I want to say Plassé, Mr. Plassé.
Feel free.
Really, I like that. It's kind of like a little twist. We have Tom Plassé, who is not passé. Okay, let's go, because I'm having way too much fun.
It's a party.
It's a party. There's a party going on right here. So, Saguaro Girl Scouts, forever green.
I want to say Girl Scouts of Southern Arizona.
Girl Scouts of Southern Arizona. But why does it say, it says Saguaro Girl Scout Council on the website?
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. I looked it up.
Well,
okay,
I'm going to
have
to fix
a fight.
That.
Take it out. Okay, I'm going to change that. Girl Scouts of Southern Arizona, which I like so much better.
It defines us as a region, not as a cactus, which I enjoy.
I'm going to get so dinged for that. Don't tell back there, okay? They all know me.
I won't tell anybody.
Girl Scouts of Southern Arizona, Christy Palak. So you go, girl.
What?
Yeah, really. Okay. Tell us about Girl Scouts Forever Green programs and pledges. There's so much going on, and you were so green before green was an in word. And
yeah.
You were, since it was a color.
We bleed green.
Yes.
So, yeah. So Girl Scouts have always been green. We've always taught about sustainability and do whatever we can. But since 2010, we've been involved in this project. It's a national, global now project, Girl Scouts Forever Green. So we're working with about 30 other Girl Scout councils out of 109. And the Alcoa Foundation, who's responsible for most of the aluminum in the world, gave Girl Scouts over $1 million to work on these projects. So we got 25,000 of that. And it's our responsibility to engage 6,000 girls in Southern Arizona. And the different projects are really exciting. So we're focusing on saving and protecting water, saving electricity, and then reducing plastic waste. And of course, since Alcoa is a sponsor, also increasing the recycling of aluminum. And did you know, I learned this, that once you recycle your soda can, it's back in someone else's refrigerator in less than 60 days.
I absolutely and positively had no idea.
So it's
not made into something else, or do they make it into something?
I'm sure they make other things too, but just from one refrigerator to another refrigerator in 60 days was amazing to me.
You are kidding. We have to put that up and Facebook about it and tweet about it. So I feel.
I'll tweet you about it.
Guilford, please. Right. Have your Twitter call my Twitter.
I love tweeting, Mrs. Green.
I love tweeting. My Twitter has gone wild. So I love that because that's because I have a young person helping me and young coaches like you.
I've tagged you 3 times already just while I've been
here. And when we're doing the show on Saturday, we'll be doing it. We'll be tweeting live now, on the air now. I have to learn. Maybe you could come over and help me.
I will tweet chat.
I have to do tweet chats because I know how to Twitter.
Let's do it.
We should do that for the show someday. Okay, so Forever Green, it sounds like a song.
Forever Green.
I love it. And Alcoa, that's all good. And what is the specific, can you give us some specifics about the water saving projects, which is the number one issue near and dear to my heart because it's the one thing we can't live without.
It's true.
It's going away a lot. We don't have a lot of clean water. Good thing. Good news.
It's very true. So we're working with girls. We have a curriculum called The Wonders of Water. So we're educating girls and trying to get them to realize, where does your water come from? How do other people get their water? Do they all have taps? You can just go run in the sink forever.
Oh my gosh, right.
We do a lot of activities. We have them wander around with buckets of water on their heads. They know how important it is to just be able to get it from your sink.
And how hard that would be and how much it hurts.
Exactly.
And never go camping. Only kidding.
This one troop did it, and they had their girls like carry baby dolls too. So because a lot of, you know, in Africa or wherever, they have to carry their siblings around with water on their head.
1.5 billion people.
It's crazy. So beyond that, we try to get them to think about what they can do for our water supply. Why is our water supply contaminated? Why is it running out? So what can they do to help protect that? So it's really all girl-led. They're coming up with the ideas, doing the projects. We've got girls helping to clean up the Santa Cruz River beds, working on the Colorado River, doing a lot of different things, getting...
I'm glad you said Colorado
something.
River bed. And it's like, okay,
no
when I came here from New Jersey a long time ago, and they said, oh, yeah, this is the Pantano Wash. And I was like, wash what?
There's nothing there.
It looks like water goes there. That's the Santa Cruz River. Oh, yeah, well, it used to flow, but there are still trees because of the riparian zone. Okay.
Yeah. So,
but that's important to let them see that, too. It used
absolutely.
To be a river.
Well, and even the Colorado River, when you think about the Colorado, you think of the raging waters going through the Grand Canyon. But then when you get down to Yuma, you know, we try to go tubing in Yuma and we have to walk half the way because there's not enough water to float in, which is really sad.
Right. Not on my bucket list also.
Sad. I'm gonna help you with your
tubing.
Bucket list.
Yeah, I do. I think it's happening this year. I'm like, oh my God, Kristen, so called me out about biking.
That's
okay,
awesome.
I can do it. So go ahead.
So also just cleaning up our water. So we also are trying to reduce plastic waste. So I'm trying to get the girls to
think
about...
Can we stop for a minute? I want to go pause water. I have to ask you this about water. Because to me, in the home, do you touch that? Because I'm absolutely fanatic when I read that most of the water in the home is wasted going down the toilet. So you can check. We have high efficiency toilets that we got eventually. But instead of using 3.2 gallons, we use 1.29 or 8. I call it guilt-free flushing. And then we do turn the water off to brush our teeth when we're brushing it. And then I took a 4-minute shower the other day. I was trying to beat my own time. That did not include shaving. But I did take too
you
much
can
of
shave
too,
with the water off.
Too much. Yes, that's what I do. It's like, okay, so learn that. So do you teach the girls some of those things too?
We do. Yeah. I don't think I've touched on the toilets yet, but we totally should.
We talk about probably toilets on Mrs. Green's World.
Well, I won't touch the toilets. I will speak about toilets. I think that's probably one of the more expensive things.
But you can get them for $99.
Oh.
And
well,
I know
from Goodwill.
From you can get them
from
Habistore. Oh my gosh, they have them for $5.
Maybe we'll give away a toilet.
You know what? We should ask Terry D to bring a toilet. I know he can so bring
Terry's
a toilet.
Awesome.
He is awesome, and he's going to be there at the Green Fest, which we totally forgot. We're talking about that too. So go ahead. Teach the girls about water.
We do talk about, you know, turning the water off when you're brushing your teeth. You don't need to wash your hands for 5 hours. You only take an hour-long shower. So we do touch on all those things, and the girls totally get it. So I think that we're making improvements in that area. And the cool thing about Girl Scouts Forever Green is that since it's a national program, you can go to girlscouts.org/Girl Scouts Forever Green, and everybody's registering their projects and their pledges. So if they're going to pledge to save water, they can go in and input their results. So as a national organization,
so you're measuring it.
We are. We're measuring our impact through the EPA. So we can, at the end of the year or whatever, we can say, you know, Girl Scouts have saved 1 trillion gallons of water or whatever it's going to turn out to be. And as well as the saving energy and reducing plastic waste too. So,
and you know, Christy, that's in the snapshot you take, but then there's what is a wonderful ripple effect that they're teaching, they're bringing it home, teaching their families, teaching their siblings, probably bringing it to school. So the impact just keeps on ticking. I love
Absolutely.
That. I love that. Okay. So let's talk about the P word. We talked about the T word. Toilets. Let's talk about the P word. Plastic is just such an awful word.
I
and
hate
people
plastic.
Are getting phobic around me now, which I really don't want them to do. I got an award yesterday, or like a thank you gift for talking to a group. And she said, I'm so, after I gave my talk, she goes, I'm so sorry. It's in a baggie. I said, it's really okay. I'll reuse it. But she felt
nice.
Awful. So plastic
never
is something.
Never going to talk about plastic around
we
you
like
ever
to
again.
See. It's like people see me and like they shove their water bottle in their purse. And I'm like, good call. Good call.
Plastic is horrible. So with the plastic, we're really focusing on plastic bags, my worst nightmare, and then plastic bottles. And of course, you give us all reusable water bottles here in the studio. So what we're doing is we are encouraging girls to recycle their plastic bags. So we're collecting them and recycling them through a partnership with Bashas. And so far we've had
which
over...
Which is a locally owned grocery store, statewide, but that's awesome.
Yeah. So far we've collected over 200,000 plastic bags that we've
that just
kept out of the landfill.
Sick, though?
Oh, it's so gross. Yeah. So, gross. So, and we're trying to get girls to recognize when they're out in the community, where are they seeing these plastic bags? And they're instantly, they're like, they're so ugly. They're in the trees.
They're
in the cactus. They're on the side of the road. Yeah. And it's really gross. So what can we do to clean those up and just prevent that from happening? So we're recycling the bags. We're making their own reusable bags out of old T-shirts or whatever we can find to make reusable bags out of. And then with the plastic water bottles, I've given out hundreds of reusable water bottles now. And I'm giving them a sticker so that they can keep track of how many times they refill it and can register those results on the website too. So that's, you know, if one girl refills their water bottle.
Yay, that's
yay,
two bells.
50
Yay! Woo! Okay.
If one girl refills their water bottle 50 times in a month, that's 50 bottles that she kept out of somewhere, out of the landfill, off the side of the road, wherever. So we're really trying to measure that so that these girls can say, hey, I was a part of this. How are you going to be a part of it too? Which I think is really exciting.
And you know, I think that you're one of my most active interactors. I follow what you're writing. We do things together on Twitter, and
we like
I
each other.
We do we like each other. So there is a big thing I wrote about you know, the sealed envelope, because plastic isn't just the devil because it's in my trees. Sometimes they fly in my trees and I'm like, it's okay, it's a little angel reminding me to keep doing the work of Mrs. Green.
That's right.
And people yesterday, I spoke to this really wonderful organization of women, and it was an older group, and we talked about plastic bottles. And one woman said, you have to also remember, they're killing our animals. You just don't think about that. Like, you're taking a bag from the grocery store, even if you throw it in the garbage, maybe appropriately, it can fly away. And plastic bottle caps are killing thousands of birds because the albatross pick it up. They see it in the ocean. It's plastic's killing. There are dead zones in the ocean. So when I say I really do hate plastic, I really do hate plastic.
Can I tell you about my awesome idea?
This is your time, honey. You so, got it. I love it. You heard it first on Mrs. Green's right. World Radio Network.
Well, they heard it first on Facebook, but that's okay.
Of course they did.
And maybe you can help me with this. So going off of what you just said about the animals dying, you always see like the albatrosses on the beach dead with like plastic hanging out of their bodies. So our idea, I've been working with this group of high school Girl Scouts, and so we're gonna do a campaign, like a Plastic is Forever campaign, kind of modeled after the Diamonds Are Forever campaign. So they're going to do a photography project and some videos based around them sitting at a dinner table eating plastic bags, or them in a baby pool full of plastic bags with, how would you like
can
it?
Can I be part of it,
you
please?
Can totally be part of it.
Please.
That's why I'm telling you about it.
Oh my gosh. And so, we'll do a show on it, a Down to Earth with Mrs. Green.
I'm ready.
I love it.
I'll bring my girls.
I say it on Mrs. Green's World so that I am
held
accountable.
How would that make you feel? You see the dead animals, but then when you see your kid doing it, it's a whole different feel. So I really think that I hope it takes off and people really take it seriously and say, oh wow, you know, I don't want my kid playing with plastic bags like they're playing with leaves in the park, you know? And that's what our animals are doing, and that's what it's doing to our environment. So,
and they're feeding them bottle caps because It looks like a little blue shiny fish, and they pick it up and they feed it.
I mean, I don't
want
to eat a bottle cap.
I don't
want to do that
either.
At all.
That's what I've give talks sometimes to rotary groups, and I start out and say, the title of this talk is Where is Your Bottle Cap? And they're like, what? But then they remember, because if you don't attach it to your bottle, even if you recycle it, which can we point out again that it's reduce, reuse, then recycle. So Reduce is they don't recycle it. And I've asked them at the landfills, they have these, conveyor belts, and it's just a little piece that falls down. If it's part of the bottle, it gets recycled with it. So they don't all get recycled. Okay.
Yeah.
We're never going to get finished everything. So you got to talk about, you have the cycling team, but do you want to talk a little bit in the next 4 minutes about what you're doing with Greenfest? It's up to you about what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
I like to hear about the cycling program since I'm going to be a new cyclist.
Well, we're going to be doing that at Greenfest too. So you can be introduced to our Tough Cookies cycling team. So
no, I don't think so. If there's an easy schmeezy,
no, we'll get you a jersey, a Tough Cookies jersey. It'll be awesome. So our Tough Cookies is a cycling team. We want, as part of being sustainable, of course, cycling is a big part of that, especially in Tucson. And so we've put together this cycling team full of all different ages of girls, and they actually raced an El Tour this past, what month was that? I don't know. Not
November,
too long ago. In November.
Did you do it, Tom?
I did, yeah.
Oh my God. Another hero
awesome.
In the audience.
We had like 9-year-olds doing it. It was amazing.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
Right. I heard about it. No, just go ahead.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Oh, Mrs. Green. So, and these girls are giving back to their community as well. So they're doing their cycling team. They're going to be running the bike valet at Greenfest. So you'll get to meet them, and they'll be talking about cycling and how you can get involved in the cycling community. And of course, you get a $5 Bookman's coupon on if you ride your bike. Whoop whoop.
Which whoop whoop. And I have to get some of those coupons to give away at my other green events. I keep forgetting that because
you
people love
it.
Them and they love them. They love free stuff when it's Bookman's, every kid especially.
It's because everybody knows who Bookman's is.
Who Bookman's is. Right.
Awesome.
If they're living consciously. Okay.
So other things at Greenfest, we're going to be promoting the Girl Scouts Forever Green that we just talked about. So all three of those projects, saving electricity, they're going to be decorating light switch plates that they can hang in their bedroom so that they'll look at it and remember to flip the switch, turn their lights off. That's a fun activity. We're going to be decorating reusable bags. And then we'll have some awesome plastic bag things that I can't give away the secret for right now. You're just going to have to come find
out. People are just going to have to come. And if you're listening right now, you still have at least 2.5 hours to get there, to bike your way there. If you have to ride because you're biking challenged like I am so far, by next year, think about what we'll be talking about on the show with Mrs. Green's progress. Tough older cookies.
Tough older cookies. I love it.
It's like, I might start with some
girls. These
girlfriends.
Girls are going to teach you how to ride your bike.
That's
okay.
Right. And
they're
I don't need training wheels. I used to ride bike in the bike path, and then I fell, and I'm the biggest pain weenie in the world. So I stopped. So I'm back. I'm going to
Debbie Rich, our CEO, has been riding her bike.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, from, she's been like, doing amazing.
Okay.
They're training for Elsewhere.
She's much younger than I am. But anyway, I'm only kidding. I'm young at heart. I'm one of the young, most young at heart people I know. So, okay, we are, time is flying, because if you can't tell we're having fun, you're probably like in a coma. So you're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. We don't tell you what to think. We're giving you lots to think about today. Earlier on the show, we had Sheila Kressler Crowley from Bookman's. We have just now heard from Christy Palak from Girl Scouts of Southern Arizona.
That's right.
I am in so much trouble. And we're going to hear from Tom Plass from Tucson Village Farms up next. Please stay here with us. And while you're waiting, check me out on Facebook and Twitter. We want to see me hit that 5,000 mark. I wish I lived.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green with some great news about the all-new 2012 VW Passat. It's 2012 Motor Trend Car of the Year, best-in-class for legroom, and has standard Bluetooth technology. VW thought of everything by giving the Passat a brand-new, sleek design that conveys confidence and assertiveness. If you're looking for the best ownership experience possible and a great new Passat, visit Chapman Tucson at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan.
What if you had simple and easy solutions to live, work, and play green? Green Living Magazine, the premier green lifestyle magazine, brings you the latest in organic cooking, gardening, health and wellness, chef and celebrity interviews, as well as easy solutions to clean up your everyday life. Visit greenlivingaz.com for the latest in green news. Buy your subscription and view our network videos. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and again at greenlivingaz.com.
At the University of Arizona, we're putting solar know-how to work. And it's not just our researchers. Our students are on the job as well. Our student solar racing team, using recycled solar cells from NASA, designed and built a car from scratch that gets the equivalent of over 3,000 miles per gallon. Talk about students who will go far. Really, really far. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Welcome back, everybody. It's always perfect when we're having a man and this radio says...
I wonder if that was coincidental.
The boys are back in town. No, sometimes I say the boys are back in town, but it's all about the girls here now. So we do have a man up. The boys are back in town. Welcome to Mrs. Green's World News Talk Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. Please remember that you can listen to this show every Saturday live at MrsGreensWorld.com. And I would just like to remind you that you can listen on your iPhone or Droid. It's really exciting to be in LA when I've done a pre-record and to ask like eight people sitting around you, can you take out your phones now and see if you can get Mrs. Green on the phone? And it worked. I did that a couple of Saturdays ago. So we do have people listening from all over the country on their iPhones and Droids, even though my friend Scott says if you have a Droid, you're less than. It's okay. I'm over it. Anything you want to know, info at Mrs. Green's World will try to find out your answers, and thank you for being a part of the show today. So now we're going to make it all about Tom Plass from Tucson Village Farms. We're celebrating Greenfest as we speak. Yay, right? It's so awesome. And tell us about Tucson Village Farms, which is the Tucson Village Farm, which is the venue for today's Greenfest.
Right. So we are a working urban farm for and by kids. We're at the Pima County Cooperative Extension's office, which is where you may be right now listening to us.
Speak. On your Droid or your iPhone.
On your Droid or your iPhone, beaming us in from the airwaves.
Right.
Right on Campbell Ave there. So we do a seed-to-table program, and our whole idea is to reconnect kids or connect or reconnect, depending.
So some kids actually do think that lettuce comes from Safeway. They do.
Right. Well, that's,
so you're trying to teach kids it doesn't really come from Safeway. It's just sold there.
Exactly. So to reconnect kids with the processes that get their food. So a lot of kids have never seen a carrot growing or a broccoli plant or anything. And, you know, I think a really great sort of metaphor or a really good just example of what we're able to do is to watch a kid pull a carrot out of the ground and have that
face.
Be the first thing, the first time they've ever seen
it. It's
anything
a Facebook
like that.
Post.
Exactly. And we have some up there for sure of a kid's first carrot pulling experience, and to realize that a carrot does not have its entire life spent inside of a plastic bag.
Oh, which so, we just, I don't which, know, yeah, we should all just say every time we say that we hate plastic.
We don't put any of our carrots in any plastic bags that straight out of the ground to a kid's belly.
Now, Tom, do some of the kids that pick the carrot out of the ground, are they ones that planted it? Do they get to see it?
Sometimes, yeah. If they were lucky enough to come to the farm on field trips twice in 1 year.
Right.
Most definitely. But we also do some after-school stuff with 4-H. We're partnered with 4-H as well and the university. So we have 4-H kids coming on a week-to-week basis, and they have their own bed where they've planted chard and kale right now, and they're able to harvest it and take some home to their families. We have a Rio Vista school group that comes every once in a while in the afternoon.
Let's because it's a radio show, it's an ever-growing, ever-expanding mm-hmm. physical farm.
Right.
Which is beautiful. I mean, from last year to this year, it is, and it's colorful and it's fun, and you want to stop and read
and
all the signs.
You can see it from the road.
You can see it from the road. It's yeah. like, yes, you just drive by there. So what kinds of activities go on there in a typical day? And is most of the stuff planted by the kids? No is an okay answer, but
no,
we just
well,
want
actually,
to know
almost,
what happens.
Almost everything that we have on the farm is planted by kids. So
that's
when we
awesome.
Have we have our Growing Forward program, which is a seat-to-table field trip kind of program that's geared mostly towards elementary school kids. But then we have
it's a field trip.
Right.
And the kids
so it's a 2-hour-long program, and the kids are bused in, and from 9:30 to 11:30 they do 6 different stations. And generally, if it's the time is right, this being a real farm, it's very much contingent on the seasons.
Right.
But we almost always try to get kids to be able to plant something, to plant a seed or plant some sunflowers or transplant some starts into our garden bed.
Right,
so
right,
almost
right.
everything that you folks are seeing now, if you're at Greenfest or will be seeing if you come down, almost all of that has been planted by kids. So that's a very important thing for us to.
And of course,
try to
I have
happen.
To ask you this: what do you do about pest control? I know you're not spraying it.
Right,
with,
we're all totally.
What do you
organic.
Call that? Radon. What's the name of that? Roundup. I know
no,
you're not
we,
spraying
our
it
most,
with Roundup.
That is a huge pet peeve of ours. To, so there's no need to worry about any of that. We are all fully organic because obviously we have kids out on the farm all the time, so we couldn't possibly be
right,
spraying
right,
with anything.
Right,
so.
Right.
Pest control is a challenge.
It is.
it goes down
to
plucking aphids individually
yes.
from the leaves of
right.
tomato
and sometimes
plants,
with like rose bushes, I know you can like kind of power spray them and the mm-hmm. water does go in the ground so you can get them off.
Right. So we do stuff like we plant flowers that attract beneficial insects that will eat the bad bugs.
Right.
Or we just spray with a cayenne pepper spray that certain
right.
pests
I've
don't
read about
like.
That too.
We have bought beneficial insects from Arbico Organics, who are
a good partner
really
of yours. I mean, I've taken a tour of their facility, and I was like, "You're kidding!
So
they have
cool.
bugs that eat bugs that are in horse manure." Mm-hmm. I was
it's crazy.
There's the things I've you find out in Mrs. Green's world.
Never seen anything like it. And they very generously give us a big pile of bug carcasses every now and then that we can use
that's
as compost.
Really
for
exciting.
Our, yeah, it's great. If you've never shoveled a flatbed truck full of bug carcasses,
figure
I highly
out
recommend
how to put
it.
That on my bucket list.
it's great. So yeah, there's no obviously no pesticides whatsoever. All fully organic.
Now, what do you do there?
Well, I'm an AmeriCorps member there. Most of our staff
awesome.
Are AmeriCorps. We don't have any full. We have 2 part-time staffers, or Liz and Lisa, who are pretty much
right.
they run the
I
farm.
Know that.
But
right.
everybody else are all either AmeriCorps members or volunteers. So we're looking to try to get some grants that will allow us to have staff on, full-time people. So us AmeriCorps pretty much
that blows
do,
me away because it is so. There's always activity. There are always people there, and I had no idea. So you're getting by on a shoestring and
yeah,
still expanding and still making great things happen.
Yeah. So all of us AmeriCorps are because we don't have a huge staff. We kind of do whatever needs to be done.
Everything.
We do this. We do the field trip program. We do all all the stations there. We build our tomato shade structure. We You know, help the kids plant. We transplant pretty much anything that needs to be done on the farm.
Well, is it set up as a, this, you might not even know this, and I don't want to put you on the spot ever, but is Tucson Village Farm set up as a nonprofit?
It is, yeah.
Do people actually make donations?
People can most definitely make donations.
That I did not plan that. It's like,
if any Mrs. Green's listeners have a spare $300,000 sitting around, we would love to have an industrial kitchen that we can use for food demos. And so that's that would be wonderful.
You never know. And if it happens, you better call me. And that will be another show.
And I'll put on the check in the memo line, Mrs. Green.
Right. Thanks, Mrs. Green. That would be so really. You know, things like that do happen. Maybe Oprah's listening. Maybe Ellen. You never know.
You never know. So we're trying. There's a lot of stuff that we would love to be able to do if we had a little bit more staff or, you know, or an industrial kitchen, hint, hint. But we make do with what we have, and we're able to.
And
get a lot
do
done,
it very
we
well.
We do have a great staff.
Okay, so some of it is from government funding. Mm-hmm. Now, what are you going to be doing at Greenfest?
So at Greenfest, we are going to be having... Well, first of all, you can just come by and actually check out the farm and kind of see what we're growing. We're in sort of a transitional period now. The season's sort of changing, so we're planting a lot of stuff for our summer crops. We got some sunflowers coming up, and we still have a lot of greens available. And we're going to have our worms open. Can check out our worms.
Can you just like elaborate
worms.
A little bit on that?
Oh, so we have
our worms open.
We have a vermicomposting set up at the farm, which
Verma?
Is vermicomposting. Yeah, so okay. We have a bin with a bunch of worms in there.
Is it like vermin or no? That's the wrong. It's
it might,
verma,
you know,
like perma.
If we went
what
back to the Greek,
is,
it probably
it might be.
Something like that. But vermicomposting is it's just basically composting using worms. So we have a worm bin with a colony of worms, and we feed them compostable stuff apart from citrus and. Their poop is called castings, and it's really good for
there's
for
euphemisms for
so.
Everything. Castings.
So
here's some worm castings.
Worm.
Would
it's,
you like to
buy it's just worm. It's worm crap.
For those of you that didn't hear it, Sheila said, I'm going to start calling mine that. Yeah, I just have to go. I'm going to go casting.
Make some castings. So that's our worm bin that we're going to have open because we make the castings because it's super good for plants. So
now, are you familiar with TerraCycle?
No, I'm not.
You do want to Google that. So TerraCycle is one of the largest recyclers of things in the world. I'm with you. It's like I'm glad we're not on TV. But they started out. My point is they started out by this man who is now, you know, he could give you the $300,000 if he's listening. Seriously.
You're out there.
They started. If you're out there, I might send the show to him and say there's a little hint in here for you. He was a freshman at Princeton University, and he took plastic bottles. Pepsi bottles, cut them off, and started growing worms and selling worm poop. Worm castings, which we will forever now call that on Mrs. Green's World because this is a classy show. So that's how we started. And it's really, I mean, to me, it's a whole mixed bag. I have even a problem with the word upcycle because the first R is reduce. And if you're upcycling, that's like fourth.
Right.
But okay, so I understand. I do know about this, but it does, it's rich.
Yeah,
soil.
It's super, super rich soil. It's got a lot of nitrogen and stuff in it. So, and it's really easy to do. You just have to keep the worms moist and feed them compostable stuff. And
I've never looked at a worm the same since I heard about their castings.
And one of our stations at our Growing Forward program is the worm station. So,
kids,
you know, we talk a little bit about
that.
It, and then they get to dig for them, and it's amazing.
They love it. I'm even not afraid to touch worms. Like, I pick worms up. I won't put them on a hook, but I mean, I will touch them because I think they're really actually cool.
A lot
kids
of times,
kids will love that.
A lot of times, even the kids that are, you know, very apprehensive at first, by the end, they'll have held a worm and they'll have, you know, maybe changed their
tune. I feel like
that
when there's the bug exhibit, like, okay, I'll pass right by that and can we hurry? So, you're going to have worm casting.
We're
going to
have worms. You can dig through the castings. We probably won't call it worm poop. We don't want to turn anybody off.
Right. I love the word castings now.
We're going to have bagged greens for sale. We're going to be selling some of our tomato starts that were kid planted and raised up.
Now, do you personally plant tomatoes, you, Tom?
I do, yeah.
So, in Tucson?
Yeah, we actually have a...
And how do they do?
Four rows. They do quite well. Last year, they didn't do quite as well as we wanted to, but one of the things that we recently built is a tomato shade structure. To kind of...
At the farm?
Yeah.
I saw it.
It looks kind of like
awesome.
A Ramada sort of thing.
It does. And it was donated.
Yeah, yeah. All the projects that we've done have been via grants and stuff that we've...
From locally owned businesses. That
sometimes,
are, yes.
Yeah, for sure. And then larger grants. And so anyway, we were able to... It's going to help us to produce better tomatoes because we can kind of regulate how much sun they get.
And do
they
you just give
bit.
Them to the kids and the families or do you sell them? Do you turn it into revenue? What's the business model?
Pretty
for
much
this?
Every... Well... Wow, business models, that hasn't been talked about often on TV yet. But we'll because we generally try to get as much of the food as possible back to kids.
Yes.
So when field trips come in, if we have stuff available, if it's harvest season, we always give them a farm fresh snack. Like we make coleslaw out of our cabbage or just chopped carrots and green peas. Whatever we have growing at the farm, we always try to make available to the kids when they come on field trips.
And when you do your volunteer appreciation night, the kids make it.
Right,
yeah. There's help. But I was the guest speaker last year, and I loved it, and the food was so good.
Right.
Once you eat fresh food with fresh herbs and fresh spices, it's like that's what you want.
It's really great when a kid comes in and has one of our carrots and says, you know, in that little kindergartner voice, "This is the best carrot I've ever had in my life." And like, you know, they're not just.
I love it. Do they ever say that about broccoli?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, you'd be surprised. Like,
I
stuff
would be
you
very
would not
surprised.
Think that, you know, in the context of like they saw this broccoli plant and then they're eating this very same thing. I think that it really does, I think, make a difference in like what food choices kids make.
It changes your palate.
Yeah,
we've been
for
eating
sure.
a lot of fresh salsa around here, and it's just why we love it. And we've taken it now to potlucks and people. It's that ripple effect also. Instead of a something that goes in the oven that came packaged that's preservatives. Once your palate gets used to that, that's what you start kind of to
definitely.
Want. That's
yeah.
why I crave spinach salads from Renee's Organic Oven. Oh, by the way, they will be there.
that's right, they will.
They will be there.
Fabulous.
they are fabulous.
Catered one of our other events.
They are just wonderful anyway. Sorry. Okay, so worm casting demonstrations.
Yeah, worm
we won't actually see them casting. But
starts for sale. We're going to have t-shirts and hats available, tour the garden.
That you can buy?
Yeah,
awesome.
They have our awesome logo on there, which I happen to be wearing now because I guess I forgot that radio that has no visual component.
You know what? Next year.
When there's
we'll
a TV
just,
show.
It's got to be. If we could see this now, you have the social media mavens on their devices, probably tweeting about us, I hope. But it would be fun to have a visual component,
yeah.
especially when there's a show like this.
And we'll have matates out for kids to use, which are native
yes.
Flour grinding tools, kind of like
the way it used to be done.
Right, so kids can see what it's like to grind your own flour
right.
every morning.
If you don't have a ninja.
Right.
Right.
So like, yeah, all that kind
so
of stuff.
So much better with the ninja.
Yeah, and just to be able to come out and tour the garden and check out what we're doing and, you know, talk to some of us here at the farm. And
you know, we say it's for kids. I have to say this. I don't have a lot of kids around me on a regular basis,
oh,
which makes me very sad. I'm a kid at heart. So a lot of my girlfriends came last year, and I said, you've got to come. And they came, and you could tell all of them because they had on, you know, the big hats to keep the sun off their faces. It's like it was a demographic. And the, you know, the sun-resistant shirts and all that, myself not included. And they had a blast, and they're coming back again this year. So they're probably here. I hope they've come to say hello to me. So it's not just if you have kids.
Oh, most definitely.
It is so much fun to be in a community. And look at how many of us get along. I mean, we have a blast there like we do when we're on the radio show. You know, Terry D's going to be there with the Fairfax companies. Colleen's going to be there from Clean Cities with some cars. And I'll have the Mrs. Green car from Chapman, which
cool.
everybody loves to see. So it's for the young and the young at heart
yeah.
and grandmas and grandpas. What a great kid activity.
Yeah. It's just we just try to make it for the community at large. And we've been trying to do more outreach events, as many as our staff will permit. So we've been at Bookman's. Actually, we brought our worms to Bookman's a couple times, and
woo-hoo!
they don't mind if we get worm castings on their floor. They are that cool.
Because you can
we
see anything
Bookman's.
At Bookman's, just like Sheila
You may
said.
Even see worm poop at Bookman's the next time you go. So we just try to make it for the community at large. And it's always open to the public. It's at the Pima County Cooperative Extensions right by the bike path. So if you're...
Something with libraries. We have about a minute. Talk about the libraries. Hurry.
We did an outreach event a couple months ago at the opening of the Pima County Library Seed Lending Library, which is an awesome program it's... So basically, you can take out packets of seeds as if you have a library card, and you plant your crop. And you agree when you take out those seeds to allow some of the seeds to grow, and then the plant go to seed again and harvest those seeds and return
you
them to the
You are kidding.
Library.
Is that
it's super
is
this, cool?
Is it so fun living in Mrs. Green's world?
It's amazing.
I find out such cool stuff
every
day.
So it's at the main library. It's at a couple different branches of the Pima Library. So It's super cool.
So if you're listening from around the country, can you see why it's exciting to be a part of a world that is a sustainable community like ours? It's great. Come to Greenfest if you're in Tucson. It was a great show. Please follow me on Facebook and Twitter. It's Earth Month. Make it a great green month. Make it a great green life. And this is what I want my last thing to be for today. Just start to really count those plastic bags on the trees. You'll never touch them again. This is Green's World Radio Network. Thanks for being a part of our world.